Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of New Beginnings, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. I have issues with my phone. I still don't have it active tomorrow, but God willing, my wife won't need hers between now and 9 o'clock. But to God be the glory. I'm thanking for this evening. I thank him for my life, health, and strength. I thank him for being there. As I go through these things in my life, he is there to help me, to lead me and guide me. I truly thank God. Thank God. Thank God. It's not what I would desire in a lifetime, but had it not been for the Lord that was on my side, I would not have had an opportunity to get this far. So, let's get started. Again, welcome to the New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. This is our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the host or advertisers. Now, this evening, I've been running and tired and going through this medicine I'm taking. It's just contrary to my system, but the doctor's prescribed it, and I'm praying over it as I take it to help me through this cancer. I came up with a thought. Preparation and prepare. Here's a scripture. Let me get this scripture real quick, and I'll start with that. And I think it's John 14. Let's do that. John 14. John 14, 1 to 4. Okay. We're going to do this. John 14, 1 to 4. Now, this is Jesus speaking before he left to go back to heaven. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. Now, my understanding of that is that there's a prepared people somewhere. And Jesus Christ, he went to prepare a place for a prepared people. It's the way the world is going in situations and the chaos and just perversion. It's kind of hard to prepare for something that you don't know how to prepare for. But we have to put ourselves in a position to where, as just like when we were children, we first started going to school, that the school, I'm thinking that school is preparing you for life, issues in life, the different classes that you take to learn of different things to do in life, math classes, history classes, geography classes, biology classes, science class, English class. My understanding is that these are in place to prepare us for the world. As we grow older and we step out into life. Now, when I was young, I was convinced that this thing about the American was the American way. You know, you go through life, you grow older, you get your pretty good job, you get your nice house, family, you live a nice, good life, you know. But it's kind of what I was told and what was placed before me to learn. It was contrary to my culture, to my people, my lifestyle. And I became lost. I was definitely lost, and I had to make some concessions in my life. Now, I decided to, wait a minute, this is not working for me. How can I make it work? It was kind of hard for me to make it work because it wasn't meant for me. Certain things weren't meant for me at that time. But to God be the glory, you know. Had it not been for the Lord that was on my side, I would have never gotten this far. Even though I went through the sin, and the degradation and the type of lifestyle I was living, God, he kept me for a particular time, and that time is now. And he was just waiting for me to get into a position that he can pluck me out of the world and turn my life around. First, he had to put that thought in my head. I had to get that thought in my head that God is real. And he can do for me what I can't do for myself and what the next man cannot do for me. But I consider my way of living, this is how the world is living, so this must be the way to go. No, never that, no. I had to come to myself. As a young man that left home and he dealt with riotous living and spent all he had, he was sent out into the field to feed the swine husk from corn, and he remembered his father. And you know, for me, it was that there was a thought in my mind because I grew up in church somewhat, and I knew there was a God, and I knew some of the things about God and what he does and what he stands for. So I called him, and I said, Lord, I need some help. I can't do this. The rehabs can't do this. I didn't know how to prepare myself for anything, and I just acquired a Bible, started praying, and kept asking him, Lord, I need you to help me, because man is not giving me what I need. He's giving me something, but it's for his benefit, not for my benefit. So I asked God to help me to deal accordingly, change my life, and do the right thing, ask people to forgive me, and set my sights on a new way of living, which he did. And I truly thank him for that. And he forgave me my sin, and I felt that I was on my way then. I could start from scratch and do all this new stuff and get familiar with God and read the Bible and just learn of him. No, God had a plan. The plan was waiting for me to be in a proper place so that he could bring that plan to fruition in my life. And that's when he sent me back to my wife, and I received the Holy Ghost. And my wife and I, we're back together. Going on 16 years, and that's truly a blessing because we were separated for 42 years. 42 years, guys. But this is what God does for his people. And I was young and dumb back then, doing all kinds of stupid stuff, disrespecting my wife, our home, my children, all kinds of stuff, disrespecting other people, our finances and whatever else I should have been doing as a man. Leader of the family, you know, but I was doing my own thing because that's what I saw and that's what I learned as I grew up. But God To God be the glory. But anyway, preparation, preparing. Are you prepared or are you preparing? Are you prepared already or are you still preparing? Okay, now I'm going to get a greeting here. Good evening, Miss Margaret. Good evening.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better than I was. Praise the Lord. Had it not been for him, we wouldn't be here. Not that one of us wouldn't even be here, you know. But
Amen.
We depend on him, and I've been trying to follow you on Facebook. I had developed this bad cough and congestion. It wasn't bronchitis. And it wasn't pneumonia, but it was going that in that direction. So I had been on some medication, and then to my phone, I had issues with my phone. I got to get that situated. But I'm using my wife's phone right now. You know, she said, "Well, I can't listen to you." So she's watching convocations on YouTube. While I'm using her phone. But that's okay. You know, God, he makes a way out of no way. And he...
Yes, he does.
Yes. And he has a way prepared already for his people who are preparing for his return, you know. And
amen.
It's just truly a blessing from seeing your body and just seeing you through, filling you with encouragement and hope, you know, and and you're getting more of a connection with other people, you know. I'm pretty sure you have a huge following now since God has been blessing you. People have been recognizing that he's blessing you after all these years. What has it been, 4 years?
Five. Since of December.
Oh, good gracious. Wow. But God's time is not our time. I always look at it to where Scripture tells us, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day with God. So God does not live in time. We live in time. So his plan, he puts his plan together when it's his time. His will is being done, not our will. So we have to wait, and we can't be upset that, oh, my God, I've been sick all these years, and I couldn't enjoy my life. You know, if we live right, serve God, and do the right thing, love our neighbor as ourselves, and do God's will, his word and the scripture, when we leave this life, if we're right, we're going to be with the Lord. So this life is not going to mean nothing. You know, we can't take nothing with us. So we just need to prepare ourselves as much as possible. And I truly keep you in prayer every opportunity I can. It's truly a blessing that I can get to pray for you from what I've been through I'm going through. Go ahead.
Because I saw you, I'm just going to say, and I pray for you guys every night. I tell you, I pray for each and every one of you up there in Unity's temple. Every one of you,
yes.
Every night.
Yes, thank God for that. I really thank God for that. But that's what we're supposed to do as being children of God. That's something we're supposed to do. And a lot of people don't realize that. You know, they look for themselves always with a handout, you know, what you got for me. You know, God, you know, God, I want this and I want that. Why can't you give me what they got? You know, maybe it's not meant for us. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we don't know how these people are dealing with it. You know, we see somebody with a nice car and say, God, Why don't you let me get one of them cards? We don't know what them people going through to hold on to that, you know?
Oh, what, so, they did to get it?
Yeah, right. 1 week, he had come into town. They're laying down palm leaves and coats and stuff in the road. And what? At the end of the week, they're hollering out, crucifying, you know? But we know the truth. We definitely know the truth. Yeah, we know the truth, okay? Now, all right, I got a few scriptures here. I'm going to run through them. And then if there's anything that you want to share with us, you can get back on, and I'll have some time for you. Okay? All right.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you in a little bit. All right?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Now, as I said, are you prepared or are you in the process of preparing? Okay? Now, I just read a little bit ago, John 14, 1 to 4, Jesus went to prepare a place. And he said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself. So in other words, we need to be getting ready. We need to be preparing for Jesus' return. Okay? Now, I'm going to give a couple of meanings here for prepare and preparation. Okay? Well, prepare and preparing. All right? Okay. First one is this. To make ready beforehand for some purpose, use, or activity. To put in a proper state of mind. To work out the details of, plan in advance, to put together, to put into written form also, to put together the elements of something. In other words, prepare a prescription, okay? Prepare for a test, okay? Prepare food for dinner. Are you prepared to listen? As in a lecture or a story. To make ready beforehand, prepare a patient for surgery. Prepare a vaccine, live virus. You know, as is COVID-19 and SARS and whatever else, we were not prepared for that. I know I was not prepared for it. I didn't see it coming. And after it hit, it's like, what are we going to do? We were not prepared for this. How do we prepare ourselves to go through and to deal? Okay? All right, the government, they came up with the idea of wearing a mask, right? Okay. Wearing a mask. Of course, people did not want to wear a mask. So the virus spread, and it spread, and it spread. It's still spreading, but it's not it's not in the forefront of information anymore. Forefront of any information right now is enjoy yourself, you know. Things are getting back to normal, what they used to be. And I don't like that gets under my skin because I have not seen normal in my lifetime. The only normal that I can get out of life and the situations in life in our society and around the world is in the beginning, God, he created the heavens and the earth. And he created male and female. Everything that God created was very good, very good. There was no sin. There was no weeds. There was no clouds, you know. There was no rain. There was no no discouragement between Adam and his wife, you know. There were no animals killing each other out there, you know. Man didn't have to hide from the animals. He had, because he had that control over the animals, you know. But in due time, the enemy, he was in the garden. He was in the garden, y'all. And he was slick. He's still slick. And Satan, he is the father of lies. He's a liar and the father of lies. And he's so slick and cunning. His lies, he covers them over to make them look like the real deal, you know. And he's come up with a counterfeit kingdom, counterfeit everything, counterfeit spirits, you know, counterfeit thoughts, you know, counterfeit church, you know. Come up with an antichrist, that's a counterfeit Jesus, you know. But we have to cling to the truth. What is the truth, y'all? We just can't go through life non-prepared for nothing, you know. Look, back in the day, man, there was Native Americans here. They called them Indians. There were different tribes and nations, a whole lot of them here. And another type of man, a man with another culture, he came to this country to take for himself because he felt that those living here, they were savages. They didn't live like he did, you know. And he felt that he can come and take over. It was a rich land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And he could overtake. And as he did, they would prepare plans on how to take from these people that were already here. They made preparation. And then they come with the military. Up. That was it. That was a one-shot deal. It wasn't just to run these people out off their lands. No. They were, they are a standing entity now, the military. At first, my thing was that they were used to combat outside enemy forces. And then, boom, let's do this to these people over here, you know? And it came to pass that they just run the people out off their land that was here, you know? No compensation, no nothing. It's like they didn't care, they didn't matter, they didn't mean anything. But there was a preparation for this. There was a preparation because they came up with laws, their laws, to make it look right, that they were doing the right thing, marching these people off their land to scrub land somewhere where you can't grow nothing, you know what I'm saying? Just miserable from them. And, you know, it's just, who cares? Hey, you know, I can use this land to grow my crops. Or I can go and dig for that gold that they told us that was in there. You know, we're just going to take this, you know, and become wealthy. We're not going to be peasants like in our homeland, you know. But there was a preparation for all of that now, okay? There was a preparation for it all. Now, I got a question. Have you, I'm making this a personal matter, have you prepared for the way of the world? Have you prepared for the way of the world? The way of the world is war. Have you prepared for war? What if war broke out in this country, in our lifetime, in our generation? What are we going to do? Are you prepared to leave your home at a moment's notice to flee, to go somewhere, to find peace and solace and a new life? Prepared for that. Are you prepared? Can you think of how you could prepare? Let's look at these people in the Ukraine. I'm pretty sure they were not prepared. No. And as the war escalated, people lost their homes, they lost loved ones, they lost their health, you know. They had to relocate. It's unthinkable in this day and time that people would just be a casualty of war, you know. Homelessness. preparation for homelessness. I've been there and done that, but it was because of my own doing. And there were places that I could go as a man, a men's shelter, or homeless shelter, where I wouldn't be on the street or in the street at nighttime. But in the daytime, you were instructed to go out and find you work. And I did. I went out and I found work, but found was at nighttime. The work I found was at nighttime. So in the daytime, I was not prepared. And also the shelter was not prepared for anyone being there in the daytime. You know, even though I had a job, my job was at nighttime, and they assumed that everyone would go out and get a daytime job. No, I just went out and got a job. It was what I needed at that time because I was going through a drug addiction, and God was bringing me out. He was bringing me out. So I had been on the bottom. I reached bottom. I was scratching what was down there, which is nothing. And I'd start from scratch. And I depended on God to lead me back to being a reproductive or a productive citizen in my right mind. In my right mind. Preparing myself for his use. His use. Now, I wasn't prepared to lose a home. I wasn't prepared to lose my job. My health deteriorating, I was not prepared for that. No. I don't think the average person would be prepared to go through their health deteriorating as they get older. You know, that only happens to those people over there, you know. They're old. I ain't old. You know, I'm still good. But we have to understand this is life, and it can happen to anybody. It can happen to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're at the top or you're at the bottom or somewhere squirming around in the middle. We have to be self-conscious of all these things in life, whether they affect us or not. They're affecting someone else. And we have to, as even sinful people, they help other people out. As people, we have to be in a position to help somebody, even if it's a family member. We need to be prepared some way or other. And we could be subject to a type of crime, you know. What about this? Eminent domain. The government needs your property. How can we prepare for this? How can we prepare for any of these things? But they are a part of life. Even though we have not been caught up, there's always an opportunity that we can suffer through any of these issues, whether it be in good or bad. You know, we can have a job and getting a good paycheck, and are we preparing ourselves financially? Are we preparing ourselves financially? Are we putting away, as they say, for a rainy day? And it appears, as the economy fluctuates up and down and the government's doing their thing and the consumer, they're being shuffled back and forth. It doesn't appear to be there's too much preparation. People may be saving money, but they're not preparing for any financial shutdown or any other crisis that can come along in our lifetime. You know, things like that, they just don't happen anymore. Oh, that happens over there, over in Europe or Asia or across the ocean, you know. That doesn't happen to us. You know, we're a strong country. You know, we're a great people. And let's look back at, what's his name? The Great Hunter. The leader, he decided to have the people build a temple to heaven. You know, it was just man's thinking about himself and not anybody else and God. I'm sure they knew God was in heaven. They knew God was in heaven, and they wanted to build this tower to heaven. That made no sense. Well, it makes no sense to me. I don't know what was on their mind. You know, God, the Almighty God, Yahweh, El Shaddai. Yes, the Almighty God. He said, let us go down and see what's going on. So God, and I'm sure it was the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they came down, saw what man was doing, and God said, well, let's just, they are of one language, and this decided to do. They had the power already. But here they decide to build a tower to heaven, which would make no sense. At least not to me. To them, it probably made some sense, but not to me. And God, he stirred their language up. And I'm sure that's why we have all these different languages that we have to study to learn, when it didn't really have to be like that. But this is man and his generation doing his thing to be noticed and to be lifted up. But to God be the glory. God does not share his glory with nobody. No one, nobody. Okay? Now, for preparation, I got a couple of scriptures here. Preparation, guys. Preparation. Let's do some scriptural reading here. I got three of them. Preparation. Okay? Let's go into the Old Testament. Old Testament of Proverbs. Okay? Proverbs. Proverbs is right behind Psalms. Let's go to Proverbs 15 and 22. Proverbs 15 and says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. So in other words, if we don't take counsel first or prepare or sit down and go over whatever it is we want to do, it becomes a disappointment. It will not work. It will not work. Let's go again, Proverbs 16 and 3. Okay? Proverbs 16 and 3. All right. But the Lord weigheth. No, that's not it. Here it is. Proverbs 16 and 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Let me do 4. The Lord hath made all things for himself. So we can't own this stuff down here. We can't own anything here in the natural world. Now, in the spiritual realm, we can own possession of everlasting life. We can own that. We can own that. And not to prepare in one day and say, okay, I'm prepared already. I own everlasting life. No, it is a daily thing. The word says we die daily. We have to die daily to get rid of the old man, the man who we grew up in being. We have to get rid of him because his ways are sinful. They are worldly ways, worldly ways. And the last scripture here is Proverbs 16 and 16 and 9. Let's see, 16. I'm going to do this a little different. I'm going to do this. Proverbs 16, 8, 9. 8, 9. And 11. Okay? All right. Proverbs 16, 8, 9, and 11. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. 11. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. So we can't run around here thinking we have prepared and, we come up short. It just doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. No. Mm-mm. No. And then we can't prepare a little now and think we're good to go down the road. And push come to shove, as we live in our life and our future has been exposed to us, God's plan, we have to be in a position in order to accept that. We just can't be hanging out while I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me what to do. It doesn't work like that. We have to get ourselves in a position. We have to get in a position for the Lord to be able to use us. It's just that simple. Just that simple. We have to prepare for unseen and unknown. But in life, we see all these things happening around us that never happened before in our generation. So we need to be aware. We need to be aware of what may be coming down the pike. First thing we need to do, we need to get our souls right. Our souls right with the Creator. We do. Jesus loves us. And God, he sent his only begotten Son into the world so that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ, he died for us. It wasn't last week he died. He died over 2,000 years ago. He died for all that were coming to this world. He died so that we can have an opportunity to live and not to die in our sin. And at this time in life, we need to be preaching or teaching or talking about the word is reconciliation. Reconciliation. With, nobody is lost except that the gospel is hidden from them. It has been made available to everyone. Not when you get locked up and you want to turn your life over to God, start a new leaf when you get out. No. It's available to everyone. Everyone. It is. It is. And let me find this. Let's see. Oh. It is called the Ministry of Reconciliation. Okay? Now, this is in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to start here. Start right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start here. I'm going to read a few lines here. 2 Corinthians 5, starting at verse 6. Okay? Now, this is a way of preparation. Now, God, he made this ministry of reconciliation a way for us to prepare for what's coming down the pike. Okay? All right? God didn't leave us out. It wasn't all about the Jews or the Israelites. No. This is for everybody. Everybody. God is no respecter of persons. And that means God is not like us to have a favorite child or got a favorite TV show or a favorite football team. God, he allows each and every one of us the same opportunity. The same opportunity. He does not favor anyone over anyone. No, he does not. We're all equal in the sight of God. Not by color, not by denomination, not by knowledge or understanding. No, because this is a daily thing. We have to work each and every day to prepare, guys. We have to prepare for what may be coming down the pike. And if we're not prepared, we're going to be lost. We're going to be dead. We're going to be sickly. We're going to be homeless. Prepare ourselves for the Son of God. Okay. All right, 2 Corinthians 5. I'm going to start at 6 and just get the reading, okay? All right. Yeah. Here it is here. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Now, see, the Lord, he is a spirit. Now, we're absent from him because we're in this fleshly body. And there's no good thing in the flesh, okay? If we're living for God or not, there is no good thing in the flesh. Now, if we clean our body up, sanctify ourselves, and God will come in and sanctify us wholly, see, that is a way to prepare for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within our body, which is a temple. A temple. Okay? Now, this is all about preparation, guys. All about preparation. Let me start again. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That means when we're out of this life. Okay? Now, wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. So if we prepare and get started on a plan of preparation, we may be accepted of him. We may be. But we have to be in the right position, the right state of mind, and we must have gotten rid of the old man, the old me, the old guy, as I was, with the pimp walk, a couple of dollars, you know, flashing a smile, feeling good, trying to look good, but hurting inside, okay? Now, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, that's going to be something. It is. It's going to be something. That everyone may receive the things done in his body. You know, hey, my grandparents, they can't speak for me, you know, or I can't go in the path that they left. I can't trail in that path and say I'm going to make it through by them. No. We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, not your body, but my body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So we're being informed right there now. There's going to be a time coming. There's going to be a day of reckoning, and it's coming up again. If we haven't gotten that thing under the blood, ask God to forgive us, and if possible, be forgiven, if possible. Now, we can't let this thing go on forever and ever, okay? Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Made manifest. That means openly. Can see through and through. Nothing hidden. Nothing dark. Okay? For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. So the heart's got to be right. We just can't run around here and dress up like a Christian or a saint and look the part. We have to be the part. And it's an inside job. It starts on the inside and works its way to the outside. Okay? We need to get humbled down, to get rid of the pride, you know. That's a start. And this is the ministry of reconciliation. That means that the price has been paid for our sin, you know. It's been paid. We have to understand and realize Jesus, God loves us by Christ Jesus, okay. So whether we be besides ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Jesus Christ died for all, so we're all dead in our sin. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. In other words, the same old way, but unto him which died for them and rose again. We live for Jesus Christ. Now, creature, wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, I got to check these words out now, henceforth know we him no more in the flesh, because he's spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Now, you got to get this. You got to get it now. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So we're not lost. We're not that. I'm the worst kind of person there ever was. My sin was too heavy. No, no. Now, we are ambassadors for Christ. For Christ. Be ye reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. So in other words, God, he prepared a way, y'all. He prepared a way for us that we wouldn't have to suffer, we wouldn't have to die in our sin. Okay? Prepare. Preparation. In other words, get busy putting things in order. Just like when a person, they make out a will, they're preparing for after their death, you know, as a preparation. And it's getting your papers in order, getting your life in order, getting your will in order. Something that we all need to stop and think twice about. Discord or confusion for the family after we're gone. You know? Our family fighting over this and fighting over, oh, he would want me to have this. He would want me to have that. How do they know? It's not down in writing. You know? It's called preparation, guys. Just like serving the Lord. Preparation. Give up the ways of the world. The scripture says, come ye out from among them and be ye separate. We can live in the world and not be of the world. Okay? It may not be easy, but I've been there and done that, and it applies to me, the pastor, everybody. Everybody. We need to separate ourselves from the world, be separate from them. Not just by going to church, but it's an inside job. Changing our heart, getting rid of that darkness that's been hidden inside of us for so many years. The grudges we've held against people, get rid of that stuff. Ask God to come into our lives. Shine a light on that darkness so we can get rid of it. Work on getting rid of that stuff so we can be ready when Jesus comes back for a prepared people, for a prepared place that he went and did for his people. Praise God. Praise God. Now I'm going to ask you, Miss Margaret.
Yes, sir.
You got about 7 or 8 minutes if you'd like to make a comment or anything you want to share with us. About 7 minutes, okay?
Okay, well, I'll piggyback on you because in preparation, you know, I was not prepared. Oh, I thought my phone hung up. I'm sorry. I was not prepared for this truck, but the Lord see me through every day. It's been 6 years that it's been, 5 years and a half. And mm-hmm. I've just been able to maneuver and get things done. And here in the last 2 weeks, the Lord has done so much more. My left foot, I was able to stretch where I couldn't bend it out toward the wall, toward the TV and the wall. I can do that now. And where I couldn't lift it up to point it all the way. I can't do it all the way, but I can get it up 5 or 6 inches off the bed. So I wasn't able to do that before, but hallelujah, I can do that now. Nothing for my Lord. Nothing for my Lord.
Yes, yes.
I tell you, last week the Lord has done so much. He told me that I was going to get up and I was telling people about it. And I told my daddy, he said, I sure hope he does. And when I got the phone with my dad and I was like, but you are. And the Lord said, move. So I said all the way up on the side of the bed, level, no stood, no falling over, no tilted, no nothing. Whoa. On the side of the bed. You see that on Facebook where I put the picture on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
No physical person to help me. It was nothing but the Lord.
To God be the glory.
Yes, the glory. I wasn't prepared, but tell you what. I'm so glad I'm in this place right now.
Praise God. Praise God. God gets the glory out of this.
Oh, yes, he does. He deserves everything.
Yes. And, you know, when I saw that picture on Facebook, at first, when I saw that picture of you on Facebook, my first thought was, oh, Margaret's talking about this woman here. I didn't even recognize you. Because the last time I saw you, you looked like a completely different person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was 110 pounds heavier.
Yeah, yeah. But
the last time you see me, I was heavier.
Yeah, yeah. But that's all. That's all how God's working. He's not doing just one thing. He's working on the whole you. You know?
Yeah.
And like I said, to God be the glory. I tell you, glad to hear this, and I'm glad that you're a part of this. Did you call in?
I'm so happy I am.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be with you guys.
Yeah. And I'm just glad that you can get an opportunity to share with other people. Because, you know, these shows, they're heard around the world. Not just here in North Carolina. They're heard around the world. And it encourages people. And it gives people hope. You know? I thank God for you. I do. Thank God for you.
I thank God for you. I thank God that you invited me to do this. I'm so happy.
Well, see, God, you know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You know?
Amen.
The steps of Scripture, they're ordered by the Lord. So God, he gives people things to do. You know, it wasn't me. He used me and the ministry of this program to allow you. You know, this is an outlet for you. You know what I'm saying? And God willing.
Yes, it is.
This year in August will be 5 years I've had this ministry in this organization. To God be the glory.
Well, I've been on with you for almost 2 years.
Well, thank God for that. You can be on here from 9 till as long as my program's on. And then what I'm going to do, my phone's messed up. That's why I'm using my wife's phone. So God willing, I get my phone. Hopefully I can get it situated by tomorrow. What I'm going to do, I'm gonna text you or email you a list of, I'm going to mail it to you, okay? All right? I still got your address.
Okay.
I'm going to mail you a list of all programs and ministry in this organization, Crown Talk and Drums. Would that be okay with you?
Okay. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
That would be absolutely
yeah, yeah.
wonderful.
Right, right. Okay. Because I think there's at least one show every day of the week, one ministry every day of the week that you can you can listen to. You don't have to talk. You just call in, and they'll give you opportunity to speak, you know. But it's how we grow. We grow in grace, you know. I wouldn't have been
Amen.
Able to help you or give you this information if God wouldn't have gave it to me first. And it's
That's
I
right.
can't keep – I always tell people, you can't keep it unless you give it away, you know, to share
That's
it with
right.
other people. Okay? All right? Okay. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Well, I'm about done. If you're done, we got about 2 minutes. Would you like to take us out in prayer, or would you rather for me to?
I'll take us out because I raised my hand. Get ready to say it. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be at this call center with these loving people. Thank you for giving this opportunity to worship with them and to talk about you. Thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's out here. Thank you, bless each and every one, Lord. Magnificent, blessed, Lord. Whatever they need of, Lord, I want you to touch them right now. To move in their lives, Lord. Do whatever they need done because they want to do for you like I do, Lord.
Great.
They want to do like I do. Lord, just touch us all. Lord, we love you. We honor you. We praise you. We lift you up because they doesn't like you. Thank you, Lord, for being so wonderful, so magnificent, so gracious, so kind, so loving, so generous, so humble, and so true. So faithful, so just. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for my writing, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to write for you. Lord, I honor you tonight. This I say in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You're protecting our souls, Lord. And all this turmoil and chaos in the world. We truly thank you. We thank you for looking after us, no matter what the condition, Miss Margaret, and the health issues she's going through and my health issues I'm going through. You're seeing us through, God. We're not giving up.
Yes,
we love
Lord.
You tonight, and we give you the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to your Holy
Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You have a
amen.
Blessed, have a blessed night, okay? We'll keep you in prayer.
Do you too. Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. No problem. God bless you. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes.